Chris Gauntlet, oh, what a shot. They're going to call you. The perfect hook shot. All of the
time. Gilchrist is devastating.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Adam Gilchrist.
Hiya, man. Gilly joins us. Gilly, welcome to a brand new year, 2019, on the Rush Hour.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, good to be back. I've missed you, Blake. I've had nothing to do. I've been sitting out all summer, twiddling the thumbs, just hanging out for this call to come through.
Oh, exactly. I tell you what, you've been a busy man. A lot of cricket on. I'll get to that in a moment.
Yep.
Gilly, I don't know whether you know this. Two big announcements to be made. One, Andrew Jarman is king of the booty call. Now, he's king of the booty call when it comes to celebrity names in his phone. So if the Crows get up, it's nothing for him not to call Rory Sloane at about 1 o'clock in the morning, Tex Walker, or whoever seemed to get the votes for that day. Now, you haven't received one because we've been smart enough not to give him your number. All right. But, Gilly, who was the last person that gave you a bit of a drunken booty call, or vice versa? You're on the way home from somewhere and you thought we better include them in the party.
It wouldn't be Haydo.
Haydos.
It wouldn't be Haydos. No, just stay away from
Warney.
Him. Warney. Oh, Warney's a bit easy pickings, Warney, yeah. I've been spending most of my summer with Warney. That has been entertaining. Yeah. It has been a while since
Is Punter get on the phone late at all? Rick, he used to be a good goer.
Rubbish. He's rubbish, mate. You can be in a text conversation. He's one of these blokes. You can be text back and forth, and you want to get an answer on something straight away. So you ring him, and not only does he not answer, then when you do a follow-up text, you don't hear from him for about 3 months.
I hate that. I hate that, Gilly.
Where's the etiquette?
That's disrespectful, Gilly.
Jeez.
It is. Horrible work from the ex-captain there, but captains, a few of them flying around. But where are we going with the booty call? I don't know. I don't know who I've had a call.
I'd just like to know, because, you know, it's like you get a few in you, you want to include someone in on the party, you've got good mates of being there. Let's put that and park it for a moment, Gilly. Something else I need to inform you of, and we don't like making big calls on this show unless we have to. And given the summer we had going down to the Indians, and given what's happened in probably the last 12
to 18
months.
Getting pants in all three formats, Luke.
We here at the Rush Hour, and we're of elite standards, Adam, and you know that. That's why you're on here, for that very reason.
My behaviour, exceptional.
Yeah. Yes, we have banned anybody with the name of Trevor or Greg from coming on this show.
Trevor or Greg.
As in Trevor Holmes, Greg Chappell.
Yeah.
For being responsible.
Sure. I didn't think it was Trevor Chappell. I don't know what Trevor Chappell is.
Well, unless we're talking underarm and cheating in the backyard, we're not getting Trev on.
We've shut him down.
Any one of those names, Gilly, can't call the station. We got them all to call up on Monday, and we told them and we apologised and told them it wasn't personal. But until those two individuals are probably gone from the scene, we're not accepting Trevor's or Greg's, okay?
Are we blaming the selectors for our performance?
No. No. I was wondering whether you're going to allow Justin to call in or not. Is he there? He's in my phone. I could booty call him.
Yeah, we'll just see what he's reading at the moment. Gilly, he loves a book.
He does. He's a scour of information. He goes circuses high and low. But, it's been a bit going on, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
So where are we at with the test side? Obviously, tomorrow we take on Sri Lanka, day and night up there in Queensland. Couple of young players get an opportunity. Do you think young Pekoski will come and play? Burns, Renshaw? What are you liking about tomorrow?
I reckon Patterson will play. Patterson, he's the one that they dragged in after a couple of tons against the Sri Lankans. Mm. I reckon that's a good call. He was really close a few years ago, and then they went with Nick Maddison, and that didn't quite turn out the way they hoped. Yep. Common sense, you know, the worst thing the selectors did, and if you want to go and have a look at the Australian newspaper today, you'll see my column in there today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anyone wants to have a look. But now, the worst thing they did was name that squad too early. Prior to that tour match, pick them all and say, right, I bat well, boys, and there's spots up for grabs. And then they wouldn't have had to go and sort of drag Patterson into the squad when the other blokes sort of were told they were in it. But he's a very exciting player. Looks like a more old-fashioned test cricketer, bats time, patience. So I think he's a good inclusion. I don't think Pekoski will play. I reckon Burns will open just because he scored more runs in the Shield comp to this point. Poor old Matty Renshaw, who I think will be a terrific test cricketer in time. Right. He just hasn't been able to string together at the moment. So he might have to just bide his time a bit longer. Labash Hagner, we're going with that name.
Yes.
He'll be in there again. I think they like Marnus. And Yeah, so hopefully they can get a run on. Of course, all this in the backdrop that Warner and Smith and maybe even Bancroft, the way he's playing, could back in around Ashes time. Okay. So there's still more unsettled times ahead. Selectors have made a lot of selections, but there ain't been a lot of players that have forced their hand to stay in the team.
So, Gilly, on that, on those selectors, and you spoke about it in your column today in The Australian, and I think we touched on this prior to the India series, that we named it too far out with a Shield game to go. They've not learnt their lesson. And does there need to be, or is there being an overhaul in terms of how they go about it, how they communicate? Matty Wade was still none the wiser 2 weeks ago, making runs. Justin Langer gets out and does the right thing, and then we finally hear from Trevor Holmes. Does somebody need to sort of clean things up inside and get the process worked out so everybody knows how it works?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is the communication, and certainly this is my interpretation. Yeah. A lot of the selections and timings and so on has all been tied up in amongst the whole high performance sector or unit, and you know, someone said to me it's about logistics. You got to name it early because of logistics. I mean, it's not that hard to book a flight to someone and say, right, you know, tomorrow you got to be in Brisbane. Get up there. You're playing for Australia. It used to, I find it's all become a little bit too structured and formulated. So rather than just leave it as late as possible, that's all I remember. You never knew whether you were in a team or not. If you had an Australia A game, you went and played your ass out and then hope that you got picked, and if you didn't, you go, okay, well, I'll go back to Shield Creek and keep trying again. So I didn't particularly ever feel like I needed a full explanation from the selectors as to why. Like, if you're not scoring the runs, you're not going to get picked. No. If you're scoring a lot of runs a la Wade, I think, you know, that could warrant a good chat, a bit of communication with the selectors. But if you don't like the chat, don't go out in the public and then slam it.
Yep,
just say, well, okay, I'll keep trying to do what I do. There's a few players there, they're getting paid $1 million plus and they're not playing a lot of cricket, and there's no need for them to go and slam anyone. They're living a pretty good life and doing well, and they work hard in training. But if they're just keep it all a bit more in-house.
Yeah. Well, just talk to the people you need to do, and that's your coach and the people around you and find out why and keep it there and work on it.
Keep getting better.
Yeah.
All right, Gilly, speaking of not getting better, the standard of fielding in BBL this year has just
been atrocious,
the catching, mate, has been just ordinary.
No.
It has been pretty below standard, hasn't it?
A lot of drop catches, Blue.
What's going on there, Gilly? No idea.
Maybe they're not practicing enough. I don't know.
Have we changed the colour? Have we gone to the halogen lights? Are they matching the white ball these days? They can't see them.
Well, in Brisbane, they just don't worry about lights, do they? So maybe that makes it a bit tough. They can get an exception to rule up there.
That's the birdcage challenge, Gilly, that one. Jeez.
Do you think the season's too long, Gilly, BBL? Because you blokes are doing a wonderful coverage. Got to acknowledge that. I'm not licking your freckle on that one, but I think you're doing a great job.
It seems jammed, Gilly.
It's a lot of cricket for us.
A lot going on, isn't there? There's a day-night test match about to start tomorrow, and there's Big Bash games after the end of the day's play, after a day-nighter.
Yeah,
there's
Big Bash. I know.
Look, we'll wait to see at the end of the Big Bash. I had my strong reservations about increasing the length of the Big Bash.
Yep.
And I will have to wait and see whether that's changed my mind. But at this current time, I'm not certain it's going to be changed. Cricket Australia are saying it's a long-term proposition, so that you know, you've got to make these decisions over time. But I'm nervous about it, and I'm talking to a few of the players in the Big Bash. We've clearly seen the enthusiasm that the players have for the Big Bash when it comes on. But even there's a number of players have said, it's feeling long already, and there's still 3.5 weeks to go.
Wow. We're killing the golden goose, Gilly. It's their short-term, high-impact, high-energy ramp us all up. We see the best of it, and then we get back to either another form of cricket or we change sports into seasons.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue that they talk about, isn't it? Losing February to other sports when it's still cricket season. But the Sheffield Shield comp, still going on there.
Absolutely.
All club cricket still going there. Yep. That all premier cricket around the nation. So anyway, we'll see. I'll stand corrected if it's a booming success by the end of it, and we'll wait and see. But a bit nervous about it at the moment.
As I let you go, vice captains. and that would be, I'm talking Travis Head and Pat Cummins. It seems to me that the selectors have got the blindfolds on again and they're throwing darts.
You don't like the bowlers being in the leadership group, do you?
We're putting a lot of pressure. Trav Head has not cemented his spot in the side yet. Would that be a fair call, Gilly?
That's a fair call.
Paddy Cummins is doing wonderful things.
But Trav captains his state.
Yeah, I know. But at this point in time, it's a lottery, Gilly. You know, you've been there. You were one of these.
I mean, a captain in India.
Surely you've got to, you know, it seems like at the moment, Mitch Marshman was clearly wrong because he's not there. But surely there's got to be a 2IC that's floating around that we can rely on to be A, to do their job and B, help lead the team.
I'm probably more a fan of one vice-captain. For a start, and then let's say that was Josh Hazlewood from the outset. Yep. If he's like in any position, if someone's out injured, you replace them, and if it means replacing someone coming in as vice captain for this, you know, until he's back, that's what it is. But I assume that they're uncertain through this. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty around leadership roles within the game, isn't there? Again, on the back of all the damage that was done out of Cape Town. So maybe that's sort of, it's a case of trying to give a few guys a bit of grooming and then eventually getting back to that more traditional structure.
Do you need a vice-captain in Test cricket?
You need certainly someone to be aware that should Tim Payne go down, they're going to have to take the reins out on the field tactically and all that. So that's probably more so. I'd like to think everyone's paying attention in a team meeting and knows what the plans are and is ready to go in that regard. But, Nathan Lyons, the guy that might have been.
Oh, Gazza.
I don't know what's happened there.
He's going on a lot of date nights these days.
Gaz.
Is he?
Is there a fear that Gaz may bowl himself too much?
I'm more interested in the circuit call. Is he out and about?
Jars is in the know. He knows what happens after dark.
with his young 30-year-old.
Give him a call there and find out. I'm sure he's in your phone.
I'm sure he'll booty call him next time he's on the fizz, Gilly.
Great to talk to you, great man.
There you guys.
See you, mate.
Beautiful.
Good stuff. There he is.
See ya.
One and only Triple M's own Adam Gilchrist on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M.